Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 27th of September. Okay, firstly, those of you who've used the website, you will notice we now have a new website and a new layout. We will have, obviously, teething problems. The first one seems to be the security certificate. People are getting a message saying it's not secure. I can assure you it is. There is nothing wrong with that. We are on it. We are fixing it. Bear with us. It's all linked again to the membership software working through that security certificate. But I assure you that everything is fine and nobody can access any of your details. And we have triple checked that. If you have any queries, there is a little chat feature on the left hand side of the box. You just click it and it opens up a chat box and you can talk straight to the developer. Obviously, if you email me, then it will take a bit longer because I then have to email it onto the developer. But we are working through these things. I do ask that you bear with us for 24 hours or so. If anybody cannot access the members' information, then do drop me an email and I can email that over or make sure you get access one way or the other and sort that out. Okay, so yeah, that will be the next sort of few days, and then we'll be introducing the new features and things like that, but just obviously checking everybody can get what they want for the minute and that it works. And I hope you like the new layout, and thank you to my developer Ryan, who has put a tremendous amount of work into that and is a good lad, so I appreciate that. Okay, at Ultimate, I've processed and sent that out and put an email in there for you. Read it. Obviously, in the climate that we're in at the minute, have a read of that. I've got a couple of horses, which I will just get for you now. Bear with me again. Same old, got to go to the markets. Haydock at 4 o'clock. We've got heavy going. It's not my favourite, but Haydock, 4 o'clock. Ainsdale as a trade, as a dob. Haydock, 4 o'clock. Ainsdale as a dob. So that is that one. And then I will just find this other one. And it is in Newcastle. Let me just get down there. It is Newcastle at 8 o'clock. Is it Newcastle at 8 o'clock? Sorry about that. Can't read my own writing again. Bear with me. Just got to find this now. Sorry, guys. Useless. Seven o'clock. That's why. Got the wrong race. Newcastle, 7 o'clock. Let's just get that up. Newcastle, 7 o'clock. Jalad, Tom Queeley's mount, win and place. Newcastle, 7 o'clock. Jalad, win and place. And then I've got a win bet also at Newcastle, which is 6 o'clock, be proud, Corey Madden, be proud. So 6 o'clock, be proud, 7 o'clock is Jalad, and 4 p.m. at Haydock, Ainsdale is the trade. So hopefully they can get some returns, not being a massive amount on this week. As I say, we are in the transition period. Football-wise, I've got no trades at all. I've put it on the Ultimate email, but it's no secret that it's a strong market in the Championship. Fulham look like a good thing tonight. They're the lay the draw bet. They come out strong on my numbers. So if you do like or don't mind short prices, Fulham this evening look like a good bet to have. So I can't put you off backing them or trading them whatever way you want. You could perhaps back a few correct scores, 1-0, 2-0, 3-1, 2-1, something like that. Might make a little bit more money than backing them outright, but as a straight outright bet, Fulham look a good thing. Obviously got a busy weekend football wise, so I will be doing that, and I will return to website info and some sort of advice info next week. But if you do have any urgent problems, just drop me an email and I will get on it, or I will get the developer on it, and we'll get the website sorted. And if you're ever feeling miserable, just think Oxford United beat West Ham 4-0. So if you want something to smile about, just smile about that. Just crack on and have a laugh. Right, have a good Friday. I've got loads to do, so I'm going to crack on and do that. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning.